All the temples, they had different leelas. It's twice a year, like the second day after Kartik or so. It's kind of a treat for everybody who did Kartik Vrata. And also during Shravan, I think the end of Shravan Mas. They all celebrate in different pastimes. Even Prabhupada wrote a letter to Tamal Krishna in 1968 about festivals. He only had a couple of Radha Krishna deities in the whole movement. But he said that your next festival will be Rai Raj. And at this festival, Radharani becomes a queen, and Krishna becomes her, like her, what's his name? Kotwari. Yeah, becomes her Kotwar, Chokidar. And it really happened like that. It's described in different ancient Puranas, Patalkanda, Padma Puran, and Kapila Tantra. And it's retold by Jiva Goswami in one of the books we published called Madha Mahotsav.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read that.
Yeah, I did that.
But more elaborate story, more embellished, and more dialogues are brought out there by Jiva Goswami. He's Vilas Mandri. And Krishna Lili is Vilas Mandri, one of the Astamandris of Radharani, and Lita's Kap, Lita's Yuteshwaris, and they're all serving Radharani. So she has good insight into the different speeches and moods. And so in that festival, Srimati Radharani and Omrao, Omrao actually means queen or something like that. Omrao, the word Omrao. Okay. Omrao. So there's a village like that, and Braj is like that. All the villages are named after different leelas. So Omrao is over near Koshi. And it was about Magh Purnima, the full moon of Magh. Gopis all got together and decided to coronate Radharani as the Yuvarani or something. As the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari. That's how she got the name. So they invited all the celestial damsels, Arundhati and Shachi and Parvati and other great ladies. Purnavasi came and they all bathed Radharani in very elaborate rituals of Abhishek, Raj, Rajani or whatever it is. Raj Abhishek or female Raj, Rajani.
I don't think any word is
Raj, Royal Abhishek. So many items and so many nine baths is described there. And then after she was elected queen, as I knew, it was like a change of government. So now the new government has taken over. So then they were appointing posts. So different Sakhis and Mandiris took post minister, treasury, and home minister, and this and that, and all the different posts were given out, MP and Pranam Mantri and MLA and all this stuff. So then Krishna heard about it. He said, oh, Radharani's been elected a queen, and she's giving out some seva positions. So he said, oh, really, I want to get some seva there. So then he went there, and Lalita was in charge of applications. And she said, who are you? And she said, he's Am Shamsundar. He said, look, here's an application, you have to fill it out. Biodata, S.O. son of, named, and S.O. son of, and he wrote Nanda Baba, and I live in Nandagaon. He said, occupation, he said, I run behind the cows, and it's his talents and skills. He said, I can play a little flute and dance a little bit, and he's not very talented, actually. So that, although he's Kala Nidhi. His name is, Radha Krishna's name is Kala Nidhi, and Radharani's name is Kalavati. Kala Nidhi means the ocean, or perfection in ocean of all arts. Kalavati means one who possesses, who's mastered all the arts. Krishna, it's like Krishna owns a music shop. He has so many instruments, but he doesn't know how to play them. And somebody comes in the shop and can play every one of them. So Krishna's Kala Nidhi, he's like the ocean of all Kala Nidhi. Kala means artistic talents and skills, including love making and music and singing and dance and everything, art and painting and composing and poetry and all these things. These are all arts, cooking art, dressing, decorating, speaking, singing, dancing. So then he's like the ocean of all these things. He's a reservoir, but he's really not the master. Radharani has gone into the ocean and taken all the, has self-manifested all the expertise in all these arts. She's the greatest dancer and the greatest singer and the greatest speaker and the greatest writer and the greatest dresser, everything. Radharani's the best. So Krishna submits his application to Lita Sakhi, and they bring it into Radharani. He says, look, there's one dark fellow here. He's looking for some job in the kingdom. And then Radharani said, let me see his biodata. I said, he's kind of a worthless fellow. He doesn't have any education. He doesn't know Sanskrit. And he can't write. And he can't read. And he speaks some pastoral language. He doesn't speak Devanagari. He speaks something called Braj Bhasha. And then he says he also knows how to speak to the cows and animals. I don't know. He's not a very useful guy. And then he said that he doesn't have any actual occupation. He doesn't have any qualification or education. But he says he can milk cows and run behind the cows. And he has some special abilities. He says he can play flute. And he knows a little dancing. And we already have so many court musicians, so many minstrels and sutas and magadas. And we really don't need another useless guy like this put on the payroll. Because it's costly to maintain all these useless people, just singers and dancers. And they sleep all day, and only when the queen has a whim, to be entertained, they come and perform. So I don't think we can afford to maintain another guy in the kingdom. So then Lita announced, look, I'm sorry, Mr. Blackfellow. You're not very highly qualified and not really trained in any particular post. So you don't have any political backing or legal training, and you don't know anything about diplomacy or the laws of dividing and conquering, pacification, Samadandaveda. What was the other one? There's another one.
Samadandaveda.
Samadandaveda. So you don't know all these things. And what you can do, we already have so many people doing that. We have so many court musicians and dancers. And cows, we have thousands of cows, and we have so many cow tenders. So I'm very sorry, your application has been rejected. So he says, oh, please, so many people are getting employment in Radha's government. She's in the newly, our government is taken over now. Yeah. It's a Congress Radha government. It's not a Congress I, it's a Congress R. Congress I, Congress R. Congress R party. And I really want to take part in this government. I voted for her when she was running for queen. I cast my vote. I tossed a few flowers. During the Abhishek, I also tossed a few flowers. So in this way, I casted my vote. Those flower petals were my vote of approval, my show of acceptance. So please, can't you consider me again? I mean, I don't have to, any of the things I ask for, I'll take any post, any type of service connection with Radharani. If I have any service connection with Radharani at all, I will consider my life to be perfect. Rather, this is the perfection of life. Have some post in Radha's kingdom and her divine slavery of Radha, Radha Dasyam. So please, oh, I beg you, Lalita Sakhi, oh Sakhi, please will you submit my application and consider my file again. I beg of you. So Lalita said, well, I don't know, you have such a sweet face and your smile is so gentle, and I do feel rather sympathetic for your cause. You seem like a sweet boy, and you do look a little forlorn, and I really wouldn't want to disappoint you. Well, let me try again. Mm-hmm. Lita Sakhi goes back in and talks to Radharani, and she says, oh, this boy is a really nice boy, and he seems so innocent, and he's so sweet looking, and his eyes are dancing so attractively on his beautiful face, moon-like face. So he said he's willing to do anything. He's not particular. He doesn't have any demands or requests. Conditions. T and C. Terms and conditions applying. Let's you and I think and call in a few other suckies and think if we can find any posts for this desirous fellow. So they thought and they thought and they thought and they said, well, listen, we have a lot of guards and we have a lot of sentries. But maybe we could use one more guard. Because, if nothing else, he's certainly charming to look at. And just to see his darshan is like have his darshan every morning, it's sudarshan. It's quite beautiful. And everyone likes to see beautiful things. Well, our eyes are searching for beauty and form and shape and color. So then, I think we can make him Kotwari. In front of the palace, he can stand there at the steps and he can guard, make sure no unwanted people come. So then Lita went out and met again with Shamsundar and said, listen, and we talked to Swamini, to Radhika, and she is conceded to allow you to be one of the chokidars in the royal kingdom. You can be posted outside here on the steps, and here's one shield, and here's one sword. So you put that flute, you tuck that flute inside your kammerbund, and you forget about that flute, at least when you're on duty. And you come here, you report here every day for duty, and you do the service for Radharani, and this would be most beneficial for you and for the kingdom. So Krishna is very, very happy. Oh, I'm so happy. My life is really fortunate. After so many years and so many prayers and so much endeavor, I finally got an opportunity to attain a service connection with Srimati Radhika and in her kingdom. And she's accepted me. So this is the perfection of my life. So this story is there behind us. So in Gokulananda, they add two, I think you maybe heard in my description, I don't know, but they make Radharani look in such a way, she's standing, but they make it look like she's sitting on a throne. They have some false fiberglass legs.
Yeah.
So the legs go like this and like that, so it looks like knees coming out. And then they make some asan sticking out like this, and then she's just sitting there like, and you know, she's like this. It looks like she's sitting on asan. Mm-hmm. And then they bring out extra gopis, they put like asasakis all around her. They take the Krishna ji, move it down two or three steps, move him down, and turn him towards Radharani. He's holding his flute is tucked inside him, and his sword he's holding on round shield. Then if you go to Radharaman, he's out front. I don't know what his special darshan is, but if you go to Govindaji temple, all the seven temples have special darshan. You go to Govindaji, and Govindaji is Radharani is dressed as Suval Sakha. He's showing her lotus feet. And she's dressed up as a coward boy with a pagari and a cowarding stick in her. And she, her dhoti, sari, whatever, is pulled up to her knees. And she's holding a baby cow in front of her, holding in front of her breast. She's holding like a baby calf, white cow. And then you go to Gopinath Mandir near Banbihar. It's called Banbihar Darshan. There are lots of leaves and ivy and branches and everything all around. The deities are out front, and the idea is that Radha Krishna wandering the forest, Banbihar. You go to Shamsundar, it's Nokabihar. A big boat in front of the altar. Big long boat. On one side, Krishna has a stick and he's pushing. The other side, Radharani is sitting there. Some gopis around her, fanning her. She's enjoying a boat ride at Krishna's expense. And he has a turban around his head and a gamsha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing like all those red and brown check gamshas.
Uh-huh.
And a red one around his head, and he's pushing a boat with a stick. And then Damodar Leela Shamsaki. Krishna is dressed, I think it's Krishna dressed up as a gopi. As Shamasaki. Shamasaki. It was actually Shamsaki. Because it's Krishna Sham, but dressed as a Saki. So he has long hair and nose ring and waist bells, and he's playing a veena. And he has a veil over his head and everything. It looks like Kishori gopi. Kishori chori. Chori. That's Damodar Shamsundar. Then, I can't remember who else. That's about it. Oh yeah, Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is also Kotwari. Mohan is down a few shells and Radharani is by herself. All Sakis around. Many, many Sakis. 10, 20 Sakis there. Very nice darshan.
How long Krishna is Kotwari?
I don't know. In the Madhav Mahotsav, the only place Shastra describing it extensively just said that he was as one scene or one act. He was put in that way, and then that was that, and that was the end of that was kind of the end of the play. It lasts for one danda or something. One danda is 24 minutes. Most of his leelas last about one danda. So there's 60 dandas in a day, so he has 60 different leelas a day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have my Leela now.